Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, The World Outside. There was more political upheaval seen in Nepal last week, with KP Sharma Oli being expelled from the Nepal Communist Party by the rival factions of Prachanda and Madhav Nepal. What should one expect next in Nepal? Joining me from Kathmandu is senior Nepali journalist Santosh Ghimire. Many thanks, Santosh, for speaking with us. My first question is that since the Election Commission has rejected the claims of both the factions over the Nepal Communist Party, what happens next? Will two new parties be formed?
You are right. The day before yesterday, Election Commission refused to grant official recognition to either factions of the ruling party. Rival factions led by KP Sharma Oli and another led by Prachanda. So now the Oli led faction is saying that it is a very positive move of the Election Commission. But the Prachanda led faction is not happy with the Election Commission's decision. So they are going to ask Election Commission again to go through their requests that they made earlier, and probably they will go to the Election Commission in a couple of days.
Santosh, what does it mean for the Communist Party on a larger scale? With the party now being split down the middle, electorally the votes will also be divided. Does it weaken the Communist Party, so to speak?
The two communist parties, they formed the electoral alliance in 2017 elections, and later on they merged. So they held the two-third to the split, vertical split, although it is yet to be legally confirmed. Now, the two factions are hitting back at each other, even in the public forums. So now, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is in a very difficult position, but still he looks determined to continue in power. So I think we have to only rely on the court now, because the ball is in court, and what the government's decision is not vital, but what the Supreme Court's decision will be vital in coming days.
Santosh, will the Supreme Court also take a decision on whether dissolving the parliament, the call taken by KP Sharma Oli, was unconstitutional?
The hearing is underway at the court. I think it will take still a couple of weeks to give the final verdict. The court has formed a 5-member constitutional bench to look into the case. So I think the court may invalidate the government's decision or not. It is yet to be seen.
Santosh, there were attempts made by China to avoid or avert a split in the Nepal Communist Party. How has this been received by the public in Nepal? The fact that a third country was overtly interfering in the internal domestic politics of Nepal.
Earlier public perceived China as a benign neighbor, and people thought that they would never interfere. But this time their engagement in Nepal is something very visible. So public have, of course, they also have kind of perception that China is also interfering here. So it means that, they try to justify that it is because of their growing investment. But among the public also, there is perception that China has interfered here, because of the timing as well, because the Chinese senior leaders, they came here just a couple of days after the dissolution of the parliament, at a time when another neighbor, India, it remained little silent, over the matters, and they interpreted Nepal's development as internal affairs. But on the other side, another neighbor in China, which was earlier perceived as benign interfering into our politics, now it is looking more aggressive in Nepal. So, of course, there is people's perception then that why China is getting more involved here.
Santosh, Prachanda had made an open call suggesting that India should not sit on the sidelines and should speak about what is happening in Nepal. India has decided to maintain a studied silence. How has that been received in Nepal?
In fact, you know, as far as concerned about India's engagement or interference here, you know, there are many political actors who often blame India for you know, its micromanagement. It's been, almost, 30 years that India has been perceived as, a power that a neighboring country. So many, examples of the interference in the past. But this time, China looks more visible than India. That is the, most interesting part. And as I said, Prachanda, he blamed Prime Minister Oli for, taking this move of dissolving parliament with the help of India. Of course, that has also kind of, people's reaction, that there is a reaction from the people. Why Prachanda is blaming India for, taking sides with Oli. But there is not so, among the intellectual community or people who often used to criticize India, this time they are not criticizing India because India looks, silent on the Nepal's political affairs.
Santosh, final question to you. This kind of political instability that we are seeing in Nepal, is there a concern that during a pandemic and when, all other countries will be looking at reviving their economy after the pandemic, Nepal could be headed for a downturn? Is there a concern in Nepal?
What's happening in Nepal is very unfortunate because our political leadership, entire political spectrum, it should have been involved in, in dealing with the pandemic situation. But we are, embroiled with such a political instability. So people have a kind of, feeling that why our leadership is not so responsible, why it is not so accountable with the situation triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic. So people are, in fact, very, very much upset with what's happening here in Nepal, basically about the political development, that, in fact, parliament, people were expecting that it should last for 5 years. But it saw the untimely demise. So it was not the need of time, People never thought that parliament would be dissolved so early. But because of this development, after the dissolution of the parliament, people are so upset. That's what I can tell you. Yeah.
Santosh Ghimre, many thanks for speaking with us on this weekly podcast, The World Outside. Thank you.